Mr. Ang Siah San Real 4. Mr. Ang, did you know whether any of their family members tried to speak to the Japanese to ask for help?
They are not allowed to. I don't think any member ever approached the Japanese because they come out from their home without knowing where they have gone. But of course, those who are just opposite where the interview is, they can. But none of them came out to speak. But of course, I myself did not stay there very long to listen to their interview. So we asked to go off. So we went off.
Did any one of you know or find out later on where these people went to?
No idea.
Did you expect such a thing to happen, that that the Japanese would take such a policy against the Chinese community?
We never expect that. We expected they will take a census, which I think later on they did. There was about 2 or 3 months later when they formed the what you call the divisional areas. Then they made everybody to, you know, to take down a census. That census is not how many males or how many female or how many children. The census was taken with names, age, and everything, relationship. It's one house, I've got a card in which the census was all there. And a duplicate was sent to a divisional control. That was later on, they did. But we thought they only want that sort of thing, because that sort of thing can control our ration, it can control your movement, you see. But we never expect to take away some of the restaurant.
Did it influence your attitudes towards the Japanese? How did you feel after this incident when you found out that people were detained and taken away by the Japanese?
But of course, that was the inner feeling only. That inner feeling, appears to us like a very silent murderer. That, well, the more you think of that, the more you got frightened. The people who went there never come back. My neighbor was a rich man. He was a contractor of United Engineers. He's building small boat, small vessels for United Engineers. And another was, I think he's in the bank of financier, like that. They were, both of them are taken, but their age is about over 50, I think, round about 50. They never come back.
Did you fear that the Japanese may do the same thing again to the other residents later on?
The other residents? Or the rest of the residents? Or rest of the residents? Well, that's our fear. That's why I did not work for the last 3 years. I did not work. That You know, anything may happen. If somebody were to try to blackmail you and can't get through, most probably they report that you are a former volunteers of the British government, they can take you away. So that's why we stay put. We did not want to work, we did not want to just stay at home.
So for the whole period throughout the occupation, you did not work at all?
I did not work at all. Apart from the driving the lorry from my biscuit factory.
Apart from this incident, were there any other... Did the Japanese do anything else to the Chinese or to the other communities in Singapore?
No. Later on, they concentrated mostly on the improving the condition by having divisional control, where they have got the rank of 3 stars, then 2 stars, then 1 star. It's just like a major, a captain, and a lieutenant. You see, they give ranks. Also, these people, the 1 star will be in charge of the household, about a dozen household, and the 2 stars will be in charge of another 10 groups of 1 star. So the rank is like that one. So the 3 star will be, you know, in control of the area in which they are allotted. They try to improve the condition of the people by administrating this system.
Do you remember when did they introduce this system of control?
Well, it was quite late. I think around about six months or so. If they introduced this system, but of course, the first one was a Malay, but he was not efficient enough. He did not do his work properly. Most probably, then they changed it to a Chinese. Mm-hmm. The Malay who first asked us to put up the flag was, I think his rank had been taken down, and then give it to another Chinese man to look after it. So he was nominated as a 3-star, the man with the 3-star, who is in charge of one division. Mm-hmm. One division, I think consists about a dozen 2-star, and a dozen 2-star, and that 2-star controls about another dozen 1-star. So the step is that from authority to authority. And this 3-star has got the authority to see the Kucho. Xiocho. That means to say the chief of the police at the police station. Xiocho. The 3-star is called Kucho, and then he can get authority to, you know, to have discussions with the Xiocho. I think he's just like a chief inspector of the police station.
Who was the Xiocho in the area?
Yes, he's a Japanese man. I don't know his name. I can't remember his name.
From which police station was he operating?
From Paya Lebar Police Station.
What about the 3-star man in your in this area? Who was he?
He was that Mr. Kang, I think. But I did not know his. I think he has shifted and don't know where his whereabout is.
Was this Mr. Kang staying in the area?
Yes, it was staying in staying in the main road.
Simon Road.
Right? No. In the main road in the Serangoon, Upper Serangoon Road.
Did you know how he was appointed to take charge?
Don't know. I don't know how they were. Or most probably they have got people in the police station.
Did you know which area was this Mr. Kang taking care of?
His area is starting from Hillside Drive up to Simon Road, and from Simon Road right on to Mental Hospital to Yio Chu Kang area. His division is quite big, because he's got about a dozen two-star under his control. But all those are all free service. They were not paid anything. And what the 1, 2 and 3 star got is a bit of ration every month, a few catties of rice and a few packets of cigarettes. Well, that's all they get.
Was this 3 star man, Mr. Kang, very well known among the residents of that area?
Well, after the nomination, he was quite well known. Everybody knows that he is chief of the area.
Before the Japanese came in, was he?
He was not staying there. Only after the Japanese came in, I think he got rich, and he bought a house there.
Did you know what were the duties of this 3-star man?
Duties, I'm not very certain. But on one occasion, I was asked by the 3-star that since I know the ARIT precaution methods, he was asked me to go there for a demonstration. And how we could prevent it, that's all. And I think they do everything like the police station. They look after the number of people, they look after the ration, and they look after something else I couldn't remember. Yeah. But their duty is just the same as the British control of the area. Like they have division of the Auxiliary Medical Service, MAS, and they have got the firefighting services, and they have the area precaution services. They're just the same as the British control.
All under the 3-star.
All under the 3-star. His duty is to look after that. Mm. But as far as I know, there were no air raids from the British. Of course, they come here most probably. They are bomb one of the battleships or what. That may be the case. But to bomb Singapore Island, we have never heard of.
When did they form this MAS, ARP and Auxiliary Fighting Services under the
3-star?
When did they form that?
That was a bit late. You know, they formed the census first, and then later on they have they come to about a year after. When they realized, then the Japanese realized that they might, when the war intensified, they might expect some air raids, and they might expect casualty. That is why they formed that services. Mm-hmm. So when the three star knew I was formally in charge, they asked me to give them some advices. And I went. And I gave them some demonstration and how to fight the incendiary bombs, how to, you know, to do some first aid. And MAS, the MAS, of course, I did not know so much because they have services like the medical room, they have like the temporary hospital, but I am not in authorized to advise on that line. Mm. Firefighting, yes.
So was that the only time you helped them with the demonstration, or did you help them subsequently also?
No, they know what you are good for, and they only want that. Mm. Oh, I did some correspondence for them.
Oh, what kind of correspondence?
Well, correspondence to circulate to the three star, ask the two star, and the two star circulate to one star. Mm-hmm. Then the order has come from the Socho, the police station, and then they are just acting like one step below the police station. So the police don't have so heavy duty to do.
Mm. Was there an office or headquarters for this three-star men to operate?
Their own house. Mm.
So what about the places used for the medical auxiliary services and the air raid precaution, as well as the fighting services?
Well, they nominate again the different heads of the department. The MAS department, they let them organize their own place and their own equipment, and the firefighting they also nominate them to do their own firefighting.
Nominated by the three star men or by the Japanese?
By the three star men.
Did you know who will provide them with the equipment?
Equipment, I suppose the three star men himself. Well, normally most of these doing voluntary work as a three star, normally they are, you know, quite well to do, so they don't mind to stomach up their own money and their voluntary service.
So the other personnel involved in MAS and ARP work, they have to operate from their own house also?
From their from own house, or they have the clubhouse or community center, their own community center.
So for your area, were there any?
For my area, no, I think the firefighting is somewhere in Hillside Drive, and medical service, but medical service were with, I can't remember who.
What about the air raid precaution work?
Yeah, air raid precaution, well, they form the thing, but they never use it.
You mentioned that the three-star men have a dozen or more two-star men under him. Where would these two-star men be? Which area would these two-star men be in charge of?
Well, each of them will be in charge of about a dozen one-star men. Mm. So there's one step after another. See? So the lowest rank is the one-star man who is directly in contact with the householder.
Do you know the divisions whereby how the two starmen divided among themselves as to which area they would take charge of?
Well, first they have the sensor. From the sensors, they allocate to each and every one starman.
Did you know about the divisions?
Well, I'm not clear about that because I did not work there.
For your area, who was your one starman?
For my area, well, our one starman is no more. I think he's dead already.
Was he staying near your area during that time?
Yeah, during that time.
Did the people, the residents there, know him well?
Well, of course, they are in direct contact. Direct contact. Everyone must know who and who are in the area.
What were the specific duties of this one-star man?
Well, whatever instructions came from the two-star. And the two-star got the instruction from the three-star.
Do you know what were the people's attitudes towards members of this system, the one-star man, the two-star man, and the three-star man?
Well, whether they like it or not, they must conform to the instruction, you see.
What about yourself? How did you feel about them?
For myself? No, I don't, because that sort of divisions have not been put into actual use, like there's no air raid, neither there's any disturbances, neither there's any espionage. That system never works. Only thing, the three-star man is just like a superintendent of the area. And in one case, I know they even conducted a divorce case.
In what ways would the... What kind of instructions would this one-star man pass on to the residents?
From the two-star man. And the two-star man from the three-star man. Mm-hmm. And the three-star man get this from the police station.
Could you give us some examples of the kind of instructions that were given to all of you?
A kind of instruction that I must think again. You know, after 40 years, my memory loses out. Instructions like... What instructions did they give? Can't quite remember. But of course, I was not working in that area. I only helped them sometimes to type some letters. I think instructions mostly concern rations, mostly on rations, where they can get their food supply, and then from the census they give everybody one ration card in which to get it from which shop and then at the control price, like rice, normally like rice, they control. Even charcoal have got to be sold at a certain area, and cigarettes.
Earlier, you mentioned something about the divorce case. Besides this, were there any other ways that the one-star men or the two- and three-star men help in the residents in their family matters or personal matters?
Yeah, the of course, the one-star men will first persuade that both parties, you know, to be amicably settled. And then if they can't do it, they send it to high authority like the two-star men. The two-star men will be also very influential in the area. They will also try and... if they can't, they give it to the three-star men to deal with it.
In this case, did the people respond to what the one-star men or two-star men say?
Yeah, they responded. Some have been persuaded to settle friendly, you see, in the matter. Some, of course, don't. So they have got to, you know, to get away from it.
Do you know whether a lot of people approach the one-star and two-star men for help, like maybe getting a job or other personal or family matters?
Getting a job? I don't think they can help them with a job. The three-star men cannot help them with a job. Because there were very few jobs and there are very few factories around. What they can do is to help them on rations, where to get cheaper rice, where to get charcoal, and most probably for food and and meat. Also, they can get it from the two-star men and the one-star men.
Was it very common for the residents there to approach these members for help?
Which member?
These members of the one-star, two-star and three-star.
Yeah.
Was it very common?
Common, no. No, it all depends on whether the one star can settle. If you can't, just put it onto two star and a three star. And if the three star still cannot do it, most probably the police station will have to deal with it.
But in the first place, would they approach the one star man for help? Was it very common?
Yeah, very common. Very common in matters of quarrel and so on, like neighbors having a quarrel. They usually can settle it. Usually can settle. They didn't have to see high authority.
During that time, was there any... You mentioned that there was a census being taken.
Yeah.
Was it taken by this one-star man?
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you remember how did they go about?
They go about with a registration card. Those who can write, they go to every household and fill up names and age and the house number, area. And male or female relationship to the householder, they get that particulars from that. If they can't write, the one-star man will write for them.